All right, snow and ice, not so nice for home ownership. We're talking about some of the problems you might be experiencing in your home with the cold weather and snow. And Lou Manfredini joins us here to talk about that. Hey, Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, we were talking about this earlier, how we've heard in the news some roof collapses and mostly commercial businesses with flat roofs.
Yeah.
But, you know, kind of starting saying, well, what do you have to worry about if you're a homeowner?
Well, you know, and one thing I will tell you, those home, the buildings that I saw with the roof collapses, they weren't flat roofs. They were the old truss arch roofs. And those buildings, when they're unoccupied and they were vacant, those roofs were actually designed to let the heat out. And so because those buildings, and this is just my, you know, viewing from what I watch on the news, but the fact that there was no heat on there and the snow was built up on there, the weight got too heavy, and then they did talk about, you know, possibly deferred maintenance. I mean, the thing with a roof on a residential home, where we live in our zone or area, roofs are designed to for what they call a live load of about 40 pounds per square foot. Right now, you probably have about 15 pounds per square foot of snow up on top of the roof. So you're okay. But the biggest issue for people is the ice damming, and it's everywhere. I mean, even my wife's going, what is wrong with our house? Why? This is embarrassing that we have
yeah,
ice dams on our house. I'm like, look at everybody else's house. It's not just us. But it really is, you know, it's due to the extraordinary weather that we had. I mean, extremely cold temperatures, heavy snowfall. It acts like a giant blanket on side, you know, on top of your roof. Your furnace is working overtime, so it's heating up. There's just natural escape of hot air from the ceiling up into the attic space. Even the most well-insulated attic is going to be warmer than the outside air, and so then it freezes underneath that blanket of snow. The sun hits it. This is where all the ice damming. It has nothing to do with, you know, there are people that never had ice dams before that are having these giant icicles. And it is to be concerned with because it can get underneath the shingles as it starts to freeze and expand. And that's where people can have leaks. And so there are, you know, a couple things you can do to try and hedge your bet on all this.
Okay. What's that?
One is if you can find a roof rake, which would be a tough one, but you want to use this. Basically, it's like a giant come along or a rake. It's like a wide garden hoe, basically, and you're going to reach up and that first couple of feet of snow, you're going to peel away some of that to actually expose the ice so that the sun, even if it's a sunny day right now, can get at that ice and start melting it. And that will help dramatically. The large icicles that are hanging, you got to be super cautious about breaking those off because you run the risk of pulling a gutter down. However, I mean, in the case of our home, we've got some icicles hanging that are probably 8 feet long. And if somebody were to walk underneath that and it would fall, I mean, it would really hurt somebody. And so I took my roof rake with the long handle and kind of broke those off carefully just to lighten the load. The amount of weight that came flying off was unbelievable. Then from there, there's a product you can buy called Roof Melt, which is a bucket that has these hockey puck size calcium chloride discs that you're going to throw up onto the roof, several of them, to try and melt the area where the ice is. It's not going to happen immediately, but it will help and will not damage the roof. And you'll throw one up and you'll miss and it'll fall to the ground, pick it back up or the pieces that fall apart and throw it back up there again. But that will help. And, you know, Mother Nature's on its way, too, because, I mean, next week we're going to get into the 40s. But if you're experiencing leaking in your home right now, you've got to get the snow off the roof and you have to try and get that ice to melt.
Okay, so getting the snow off the roof, you don't go up there, right? So
no.
You need one of these roof rakes.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the height of your roof, some people will lean a ladder up against the house. I'm not advocating that at all. It is dangerous. I mean, there are companies that will come out and do this for you. However, I would guess that you know, by the time you get them to come to your house, you know, it'll be June. So, you know, I mean, they're just
so
busy.
How about Tuesday, though? Tuesday,
yeah,
we have a warm-up, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, the biggest issue there, Anna, is that, you know, it's going to melt and
right.
It's going to do great, but then it gets cold overnight. It refreezes again, and that's where that damage of the roof comes in. So with the roof rake, you know, the handles, some are telescoping, some you can add additional handles to. You can. It's lightweight because you just need to pull that snow. If you can't find a roof rake, then get a regular leaf rake and maybe go buy a wooden 2x2, right? That's 8 feet long, and duct tape it to the handle, or take a couple of hose clamps and clamp the two handles together. Now at least you have something that's, you know, maybe 15 feet long, and depending on your home and the areas that you have, if you can just remove the snow so it's not like a big blanket and the sun can start to melt it. I mean, I'm looking across at the neighbors right now. They got a lot of icicles through the window. And, you know, I can see it melting, but it's going to get cold tonight and it's going to refreeze.
Yeah, so we shouldn't be assured by the Tuesday thaw. What should we know about? Because this thaw, there's a lot of snow out there. You look at these giant snowbanks everywhere and all the snow. We have a 40-degree temperature on Tuesday.
So, I mean, the other thing, too, is that as this melts, all this snow and melting snow has to go somewhere. And unfortunately, it's going to be a lot of basements. So while you're attending to all this, don't just pay attention to the icicles hanging from the roof. Take a look at where any downspouts are currently. And if they cascade onto the ground, there's a good chance they're surrounded by snow and they're frozen as well. So use a shovel, move that snow out of the way. If there's ice at the bottom, maybe use some ice melt like calcium chloride or magnesium chloride at the bottom of that downspout to loosen that ice so that as the water starts to melt and that downspout can actually guide the water away, it doesn't just back up and end up inside your basement, which, you know, right now the hottest item is the roof rake and the roof melt product. In a couple weeks, it's going to be the shop vac and the squeegee.
Oh, the squeegee. We need one of those, too. You know, it's
for the basement that's full of water.
Oh, yeah. Right. You know, news guy Steve Ruxton, when we were talking about this earlier, said he already has leakage from the heavy snow into one of his bedrooms. It's already happening.
Right. So what happens is, you know, that ice forms at that gutter and, you know, your roof is designed to have water come from the top down. And now the ice, as it expands, it actually lifts up the shingles and then it actually drives up into it and gets underneath it. So it basically curls underneath the design of it. It's very strong and it just, you know, it works its way in there. And the extreme cold weather, it's just been very difficult on our homes. I mean, this kind of weather, I mean, you look at what's going on in Texas. I mean, certainly we're built a little bit better than that because we're used to this cold weather. But this has been a very extreme couple of weeks on a lot of different fronts for how we build houses and how they react.
Yeah, it is a test for sure. And a lot of folks who never had problems before are now saying, hey, look, it's happening. And so it's something to watch out for.
One of the things, too, is, you know, if you experience a lot of these problems and you're someone that at the end in the spring and the summer you get to like, well, we need a new roof. There's a couple products that are very critical when you do a new roof. It's called, one manufacturer is called Ice and Water Shield. The other is called Winter Guard. It's basically a roll of heavy rubber that most roofing contractors will install over the, like where the gutter meets the home, it'll come off the gutter and actually stick to the roof before the shingles go on. And then they install the shingles over that so that if water gets underneath there and ice forms, the ice can't get into your home and then leak into Steve Ruxton's bedroom. But my recommendation always is that's a 30-inch roll, basically. You double up on that, so you go up 60 inches or, you know, thereabouts, about 55, because there'll be an overlap. And that will protect you, and that should be standard issue if you're doing a new roof after all of this.
Good information. Thank you, Lou. Thanks for joining us.
Be well.
You too. Lou Manfredini there at Ketchum, of course, Saturday 6 to 10 here on WGN Radio.